Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show live in Clearwater, Florida. Spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Few minutes, we will bring to you Orion Kirk. I have to ask him about Hugh Douglas's first pitch. But first, let's take your phone calls on Brandon Graham, his retirement earlier today with a press conference that we aired right here on WIP. Andy in Westchester's up talking BG. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Andy. What are you feeling today?
I mean, I used to have a lot of respect for Brandon, but how did he not thank Herb in his speech?
Yeah, that's an oversight. He took 40 minutes and did not say anything about Herb from the Northeast. You're right.
I think he made his season. And yeah, real quick, Hugh, I think the Riley Cooper chapter should just be called Riley Cooper.
That's a good one, just Riley Cooper.
And, you don't need a prologue. You don't need a subtitle. Everyone knows what's in that chapter.
Anyway, it's bittersweet to see Brandon go, but I'm glad that he's doing it. And it is awesome that he got to play this last game, even though he did tear the tricep again. But what a great guy. He's somebody that you hope in life you get to meet just because he's just seems like such a great guy, and you have to believe it's true. Everyone seems to say it is.
Well, it is. Just from our personal experience, it is. He's a great dude. And Andy, it's so ironic to me that he started off as a draft pick that so many people weren't sure of or didn't love or whatever. And then he's like the guy now. If the Eagles draft pick could be anyone, you'd want him to model their career after this guy. He lasted here 15 years.
And what I forget which was first. Did he start as a linebacker and then move to D-end, or was it the opposite?
The opposite.
He was a D-end
right.
coming
Andy,
out of college.
Yeah. And then with a Chip, they moved him to outside
move?
Linebacker. Yeah.
Chip made the – okay. That's – I mean, it's –
Well, and Andy, we would appreciate you. I mean, the phone went out. One of the best things that happened to Brandon's career, Hugh, was when Chip left, Doug came in, and Doug brought Jim Schwartz with him, and Schwartz put him back at defensive end. That's really when his career started to take off. When he started racking up 8, 9, sacks a year.
Yeah.
When Jim Schwartz came in here.
Yeah, he thrived in that defense, man, and they figured out how to work with him. And like I said, man, to be in a position where – to have the type of success with one team and to be able to reinvent yourself, that's the toughest thing, man. To be on a team that's had so many different coaches, so many different defensive coordinators, but you were the type that they needed or they felt they had to keep around in order to make it go.
Yeah, well, it was. It absolutely was. Let's grab Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. Hope y'all are enjoying that sunshine down in sunny Florida.
What's going on?
Oh, we are. Definitely, Tyler. Tyler, what's up today? What are you feeling on BG?
Man, when I heard that press conference, Joe, I mean, when I think of BG, I think of just what this city and what this area embodies. That Brandon and the way he started out to the way that he ended. I mean, he's one of the few Eagles left with Lane and Jake who can say they've won two Super Bowls with this team. And the type of doubt, you know, I've always joked with you, Hugh, about preach that petty, but that's what Brandon Graham was. I mean, he lived for those moments of when the doubters came out. He remembered. Everybody can do all that talking, but he backed it up on the field. And, you know, to see a guy who worked as hard as he did, who put his nose to the grindstone and just was such an integral part of this team. I mean, they say that you're cut from a different cloth when you lead like that. And when I think about my favorite Eagles that I remember drafted, got to watch grow, and then become one of the best Eagles of all time, I mean, that's a guy at my age, at almost 25 years old, that I am proud to say that I got to watch play here and that got to be here his entire career.
Yeah, it's something really. It is. It's rare. It's special, especially in Tyler, good phone call, especially in today's day and age. Players just, especially defensive ends or linemen, it's not like a quarterback who might stay with a franchise his whole career. It just doesn't happen anymore, and it couldn't happen to a better guy. All right, in a couple minutes here, in a minute, we'll get to Orion Kirkham, who we got his chance to sit down with earlier today.
Yeah, by the way, you can see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra in Philly Sports Put the Music at the Keswick Theater, Easton Road in Glenside, Saturday, April 5th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com.
All right, let's talk to Orion Kirkham, who we had a chance to sit down with a little bit earlier today. Joining us right now is Phillies relief pitcher Orion Kirkham. Ryan, how you doing, man?
Good, about you?
Good. We're excited for the season here and excited for your third year now. A couple years ago, you came up at the end, and last year, full season. So where do you feel you're at, like second full season in this bullpen now?
I think ready to go. I'm just ready for season to start and just kind of got beat wet last year a little bit, understood like where everything's at with everything. So I think just ready to go at this point.
So, Orion, so last year, you know, you first came up, it was like a whirlwind. Late September, you got in and you helped and you got into the bullpen in the playoffs. Last year, you kind of settled into a role. Do you have a sense of how Topper is going to use you this year? Because there's been some changes in the bullpen, right? Some guys out, you know, Estevez out and Hoffman out. And I know the Phillies don't usually do like a closer thing. I guess yeah. Romano might get those first chances. But do you have a sense of how Topper is going to use you this season?
I think the same way as last year a little bit. I think just those important innings, doesn't matter between the 6th to the 9th, I feel like, because I think Strom got in there a couple of times. I know Jeff got in there last a little bit late in the year when games got a little more important, especially in the postseason. But I think just closer by committee, honestly, the same thing, where it's like, I think if Alvy keeps doing what he's been doing, throwing 102, it's kind of hard to almost not put him in the closer
sure.
role, or like how Jordan's throwing or how Strom was throwing before he got hurt. It's just like, it's hard not to say, like, these guys can't be in the 9th inning either.
I'm curious, how tough is it to not know, like being in a rotation in the bullpen like you are, how tough is it not knowing when your number might be called or what position you might be in when your number's called?
I think just last year was just, you kind of got a sense of like where the lineup was. Like, we kind of go through the scouting report a little bit in the bullpen of like where the lineup's at today, because lineup always changes every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, okay, here's your slot of more guys. So it's like, for me, it might be more righties. For Strom, it's probably more lefties. Alvy, it's heavy lefties. Jeff was a little bit of both. So it's just kind of like you understood, like, where if this lineup, part of the lineup comes in the 6th inning, you're more likely going to get that call. So it kind of, they prepped you a little bit. So it wasn't like, oh, you're going to get the 7th today or you're going to get the 8th today and, like, mm-hmm. you're going to face 3 lefties in a row and you're going to have to try to figure them out. So it's like you kind of know ahead of time if, like, if this part of the lineup comes up in the 6th inning and it's like 1st and 2nd, you might get the call or something. Or if you get some trouble here, like, we might go to you or something.
So when we're in a situation like that, mm-hmm. and you're going into the game and say you might go in a situation with the bases loaded, do you have, like, in your mind preset what kind of pitches you want to try to throw? Or is it you just get in the game and try to get a feel for what they might be chasing that day?
A little bit of both. I think it just depends on the scouting report and, like, who's up. For example, it could be, like, Giancarlo, where he's just a heavy sweeper guy or, like, heavy, mm-hmm. like, off-speed guy, or it's, like, you need a ground ball in a certain situation. So JT does a great job. Stubby does a great job. They're always in the food room, like, every day, like, 3 hours before the game, studying, doing their notes on every single guy and prepping ahead of time anyways. So it's, like, it's really hard not to trust them. And then with the scouting report that Caesar does in the bullpen for us and knowing, like, hey, this is a chase pitch, here's, like, the outcome. And, like, with all the iPads and technology, it's pretty important and, like, how awesome it is to, like, see it and, like, okay, this makes sense of why we're throwing it to this guy.
Okay.
Is there a difference in mentality at the inning, or is it matter, like you said, the pocket of the lineup, the batters? Because when we were growing up, like, there were closers, and then there were people talked about, like, you had to have a mentality to be a ninth inning guy. I feel like with you guys now, it's more like, hey, put me in whenever and I'm good. Mm-hmm. Or is it different for you if you're in the eighth or the ninth? Like, does it feel different?
I don't think so. To me, it doesn't feel different. I think how you just said exactly is how we feel. It's like we know from anywhere, if the starter can give us at least five or even four, we know the bullpen can handle that rest of the five, six innings, whatever it might be, however long the game is, if needs goes to extras. But it's just, I think everyone knows, like, this is my pocket of guys, and I'm going to do the best I can to get them out as quick as I can and make them look foolish, basically. So it makes it fun.
You know what? You said something that just prompted another question for me. You said, if they go five, you're good.
Yeah.
What if they don't go five? What if they go, like, two or three? How does that change your mindset going into a game, knowing that you might get a pocket of guys that, like, that wasn't in your original plan? How do you plan for that?
For sure. I think it's just a game of adjustments, so you just always talk about it. I mean, more often than not, it's like Strom, Alvy, and Jeff last year were all, like, towards the top of the lineup, or, like, certain guys, like, bottom of the lineup, like the Dodgers or something, they always try to bring in a couple guys for those certain spots. But I think just overall it's just same hitter, same different type of mindset kind of thing. So I think just keep attacking and then understand. Maybe it's just plans change last second, like how you said. It's just to us, it's like the oh shit moment, basically.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of, because when you said it, that's the first thing I thought about, like, because you said you have a pocket, and then that pocket changes. You're like, hold up, these ain't the cats that I was looking for.
So that's what helps when, like, long leaf guys. So it's like if Ty's back there, Joe Ross that we just signed, it's like helpful. That's like, okay, we can get the one inning guy. That way he gets built up, and then he's able to go for the bulk three innings or so, two, three innings to help push or add on to the bullpen so they get in. And then when the bullpen guys come in later in the game, it's only – have to cover three or four innings versus how you said, like, all seven of them.
So it's a numbers game. Like you're basically playing a numbers game.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's nice for you guys is those oblique moments don't happen much with this team. Your starting rotation pitches deep in games. Does that help keep you guys fresh throughout the year? Like, what kind of an advantage is it that you have five, maybe six starters that could pitch five, six almost every time through? A lot of teams don't have that. A lot of teams are in their bullpen fourth, fifth inning every other day. It doesn't happen here. That's got to be a great advantage.
Yeah, it's like crazy last year when, like, before All-Star break, it was crazy because, like, we'd all be out there and it's like, are we going to throw this week? Because I remember times where it's like a couple guys only threw once a week, just because I think there was a week span or like week and a half span where, like, Sanchi threw a complete game. I think Noah threw a complete game like a week and a half, 2 weeks later. So it's like, are we ever going to get in the game kind of thing? So it's kind of funny to say it that way. But yeah, exactly. It just keeps all of us fresh, keeps us ready to go. So I think that's why it kept us so dominant for so long in that first half, because they did such a great job of just being able to stay in the game as long as they could. And then at that point, we're winning, obviously. And then you just throw us, like, all the guys who throw hard, have nasty stuff, and just get guys out as fast as they can. So it's almost a no-brainer for their team, like, oh, we're going to lose today.
So where are you at? We had about a week to go here before the first game, 9 days. Are you there? Like, at this point of spring, are you ready to roll, or is it more like still building that velocity? Like, where are you as a pitcher 9 days till opening day?
I think I'm basically there, like, rounding that last turn if we're going by, like, mileage-wise. Yeah. Like, I'm coming around the third or fourth turn right now. So I think it's just kind of building up, like, composure, stamina, just because of just how crazy we are going back-to-back a lot. And especially during season, how, like, those tight games get even tighter and stuff like that. So I think it's just building up your arm that way, between it's – you might have to throw 30 pitches or have to go one plus. So I think it's just building up that aspect of it. But I think mentally-wise, I'm ready to go.
Let's talk about expectations, the way you guys talk among yourselves. I mean, for the fan base, it's the World Series. I mean, the last couple of years, and since you've been here, it's like you guys are this close. I mean, you were in the NLCS, and then last year, great season, and then out in the first round. Is that something you guys talk about, like the goals? I know everyone has personal goals, but do you guys talk about winning the World Series among yourselves? Or is it just kind of like everyone knows it, or do you say it out loud, like, let's go win this thing?
A little bit of both. I think there's times where it's like, I think everyone in that clubhouse knows we want to go win the World Series. So it's kind of, it's like the Eagles. It's like our goal. We know we're the best team. We know we're like whoever but the finish line is winning it. It's not just getting there. So I think that's just like a mental goal for everyone. It's like the first goal is all, like how you said, like personal goals. But I think before those personal goals, it's winning the World Series and doing whatever you can, whether it's I need to sit out and just be a good teammate or try to do everything I can to win for this team. So I think that's the most important thing is just, I think that's just almost in everyone's back in their mind.
Yeah, how about for this division this year? I mean, it's loaded. The Mets and the Braves. I mean, for you, do you kind of look at those lineups and be like, man, I got to get a lot of big outs in these games?
Not so much, no. Just I think every game is important. I mean, obviously, there's a little difference. Like, I know Miami's rebuilding. D.C. is getting really good now. Other teams. So I think it just... Each team has their three or four guys. I feel like now it's like facing, I wouldn't say it's like college, but it's like everyone's got their three or four main guys, and then it's like, all right, here's like their platoon guys and try to get them out as best as they can. Because those platoon guys are like, you just see all the time, like the nine hole just randomly hits a home run off, and you're just like, how that happened kind of thing. So it's just, I think every guy's important, and I think like, I think just leagues are just so strong, and especially in our NL East.
Well, Ryan Kirkering joining us here. Who's been year plus in the big leagues? Who's been the most difficult guy for you to face? Like, is anyone giving you like a lot of trouble, or have you handled everyone? So I'm trying to think. Like, is any great hitter been the one you're like, man, that one gives me trouble?
Gosh, DJ Stewart for the most random reason why
that happens sometimes. It's like a random guy,
just a random like. Because I remember we played him early in the year. It was like a Thursday night game, and like he fouled off, I think, like 10, 11 pitches, and the last one he just hit a single. I was like, how the hell do you do that every time? Or like, there's another time, I think in 23, he took me like a deep count again. So it was just really frustrating to get like those guys. But I think overall, I think everyone's a good competition.
All right, so I wish we had you yesterday, because Hugh Douglas, did you see his first pitch yesterday?
No, I didn't.
All right, I'm going to pull this up. We're going to show Orion.
Why you got to show
We're going to show Orion Hugh's first pitch. Well, I want him to grade it, because, you know, I just want to see what... I mean, we got a pitcher in here, Hugh. We got to get him
to see. It
can't
be that bad.
Well, I don't know. All right, so here it is. Tell us what you thought of this, and then tell us if you could help Hugh out here, his mechanics. So here he's warming up a little bit here. You did a couple warm-ups there, Hugh.
It didn't help.
Yeah, here we go. So he bounced this thing at like 55. You're going to see it right now. Here we go. Here's the Hugh first pitch. There was a divot in front of the mound after for like two innings.
Why you got to...
That's not bad. That's not terrible. That's not terrible at all.
Well, dude, it's not. I keep trying to tell them every day, it's not easy to throw a pitch. And especially when you haven't done, that's not a motion that I do on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. But you know what the funny thing about it is? Now I'm a little defensive. Because everybody had a compliment or had, not a compliment, but had something to say about my pitching, and they had full beers in their hand. And I kept trying to tell them it's not easy pitching.
No,
it's not easy.
It wasn't that bad.
You're just making me
feel bad.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah. You've seen videos. I forget who was the DJ. I'm turning blank. He was with the Mets, and he like threw it behind the backstop.
It was
like
50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Yeah, it was like 20 feet the wrong way.
But you know what? It's funny because
on that scale, it wasn't that bad.
I knew when it left my hand. I was like, oh, this is horrible. I'm going to get killed. Because it's almost like if you release it at the wrong point, oh, it's going down. And I did. And I didn't want to launch it. Yeah, I didn't want to lob it. Yeah, so I was like, oh, I tried to, you know. Then I was like, oh, that stinks. And then I just kept trying to tell him, I'm like, dude, it's hard to pitch. If everybody could pitch, everybody would be doing it.
100%.
Making all that kind of, I don't feel bad. Now you
let him off the hook. Now he's going to say, Orion told me it wasn't that bad. Orion Kirkering, Phillies pitcher. Good luck this season. We'll be watching, and we'll talk soon.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Orion Kirkering on the Midday Show.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So now we found out, and we appreciate it, Ryan joining us. I think we found out the player that Hugh's going to be the most positive on all year. If he blows a game, Hugh's not going to criticize him because he let you off the hook.
No, totally. He's going to still get the heat. He's been in Philly too long. You know how it is.
Well, he did lie to you, so yeah. You could always spin it that bad.
You know, it wasn't that bad. Mm. It wasn't that bad.
You believed him?
Yes.
Yeah, I did not.
No, I believe that. You know what? When I went out there and John Brager asked me, I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. So you kind of already knew it was going to be bad because I wasn't – like the other times you saw me, I was in there actually doing the motion. I was throwing the motion.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I haven't been practicing. I'm just going to go ahead and lob it out there. And it was bad. Yeah. But I don't feel that bad.
That's why he lied to you.
But see, this is why I don't feel bad. Because everybody that I walked past had a beer belly and a beer in their hand telling me how bad – telling me how bad I was. And I was like, dog, look at you. Like, I didn't say that, but I was thinking.
Well, hold on. Both things could be true, you know.
What's that?
Like, they're not athletic, and your pitch was also bad.
Well, but it's like –
they're separate things.
It doesn't care. But my thing is this. You're right. You're right about that. But it doesn't carry that much weight when your cholesterol is through the roof,
well,
though.
You're remembering it.
Yeah, did you know what I mean? I'm just saying. I'm just giving people perspective.
They got some cozy little rent space up.
Yeah,
no,
I'm just giving people.
They got
just,
it for a full
see,
day.
See, you know what it was? I'm just giving people perspective of the ones that was talking bad about me. That's what I was thinking about. So I'm like, dog, look at your beer belly. You gonna tell me about my pitch? Yeah, I took it personal. You're right. They were rent free.
The rent is still being paid by Hugh Douglas. All right, let's take a few more calls here on Brandon Graham and his retirement today. Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Spike. How are you?
I am so okay. I'm sad because I love BG, and I have a little personal, thing to say that a guy who goes to church with me on Monday was at a church that BG was actually speaking at, and up here in the Newtown, Washington's Crossing area. And he went out to his car, and turns out BG's car was actually parked next to his. And him and BG, he got a picture with BG, and he had a few minutes, I think they prayed together or something. But that's the kind of guy that he is, and that's the kind of guy that we want on our football team. And I'm so sad about that we won't have him anymore. But I'm also happy for him because he got to go out on top. He got 2 rings. He worked so hard. And I remember when he was just starting out and it was training camp and he was on Action News. And his little daughter was on there. I don't know if she was like 2 or 4. But he was just so endearing to us because he showed us that side of him, and he continues to do so, and he's got so much heart and so much integrity. And when him and Fletcher Cox were there on any game, you just felt safer. You felt like the burglar was not going to be able to get into the safe.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, and it was a comforting feeling having him on the field. And, Spike, good phone call. We appreciate it. I just thought about it when Spike said about training camp. I believe Brandon was at Lehigh in the beginning of his career. They were still there.
That's not about right, yeah.
Right to Andy's last year?
Yeah, yeah, that's,
I mean, that's
not about
crazy
right.
That he lasted so long that he was still there at Lehigh and still was playing, you know, all these years later. Let's go to Ben in Montgomeryville. What's up, Ben?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, Ben. What's up? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I'm pretty happy about Brandon Graham, and I'm just excited for his career, and just I'm thankful for him, and just thankful for his family. And I really love the guy, and he is just an incredible human being.
Well, he is, and he's been that the whole time. And for him to go out the way he did, and Ben, good phone call. I mean, Hugh, you said it earlier, and when Spike was talking about how he went out, like, Jason and Fletcher last year didn't get to have the same goodbye because at the end of their career, unfortunately, they collapsed down the stretch of that season,
yeah.
Right? Like, Brandon Graham got to have the ultimate. I have to imagine every player dreams of that. Like, you win the Super Bowl in your last year, and then you retire. I mean, like, you got to go to the Super Bowl, which was,
didn't win it,
but you got to go. But like that, but Brandon got to go and win it.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it. I said, dog, you won it. You got hurt and you won. I said, you will never be remembered as the guy that got hurt. You're going to be remembered as a winner, regardless of how the outcome was for you. You know, the fact that you have to go through surgery to have your arm repaired. You left the game a winner. You played one place for 15 seasons. You saw the good and the bad. You saw, you know, it's almost like, you know, when I go into South Philly and I hear stories about how where the Link and Citizens Bank Park used to be like a field where people used to go hunting way back in the day. You know, and when you hear stories like that, it just, you have a respect for a person that saw the neighborhood changed in such a way, like telling you about, I just remember telling the story, was Tori talking about how, like, the grocery stores, how I used to be around in South Philly, the old Woolworths and JCPenney's and stuff like that. Just nostalgic. Like, that's who Brandon is. Brandon is a living, breathing history lesson for Philadelphia Eagles football.
He is. All right, that's it for us. We got to say goodbye. Let's thank the Phillies for having us the last couple of days. We enjoyed it. If you missed any of the interviews, Odyssey app, you can go back and listen today with Bryce Stott and Orion Kircher in the BG press conference there, as well as the announcer time. We're headed home tomorrow. We'll talk to you guys from Philadelphia. I think this was a great trip. I mean, other than the
I liked it.
Great. Other than the divot in the field and Kyle Embarrass and his family, we did a good job here.
We're still going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to do that for a while. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Ike, Spike, and Fritz are next. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Philadelphia on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.